vowels and diphthongs. It seems easier to see the speeding teams if we see the cheap senior seats. Second, is it possible for Lily to be in the middle of the English city in 10 minutes? Third, it is April's nature to save plain paper for Kate's rainy day video games. Fourth, Henry bet 10 cents that you'd be dressed and checking the fresh bread. Fifth, after Annie and Sam cracked the sandbag in half, they crashed the wagon on the castle path. Sixth, Herman's girl purposefully worked to curl the earthworms for the birds. Seventh, the International Lunar Brotherhood was aware that the balloons were circling above both the American and the Canadian worlds. Eighth, Uncle Buck is stunned to learn money comes from undiscounted funds. Ninth, Macho Arthur and his calm Slavic partner wandered in their almond-colored car. 10th, Tom wants to stop by the pond and not follow the official office clock. 11th, George saw the tall lawyer walking before the worn chalkboard. 12th, Joanne hopes that the folds of the old coat hold no more mold. 13th, why would a wolf put a cookie cookbook on the roof? 14th, a new cubicle full of blue shoes by the pool was approved by the school. 15th, on Friday nights I find I'm inspired to multiply 99 times 9. 16th, the local boys all enjoy noisy, joyful voices. 17th, our house is surrounded in the south by a mountain outside the town. 18th, here's their poor ignored car near the secured square on the north part of the city. Consonants. Bill Barnes bought a tub of pure powdered edible pumpkin paper cups, heaped and rippled, scrambled and marbled maple butter. Second, making vast volumes of money amuses many of the merchant men of Montreal. Third, where were the white wheelbarrow working last Wednesday when we went round the west wall without them? Fourth, find five friendly people for a film featuring light-fingered wolves who forage through loaves of olive leaves. Fifth, these are the northern thickets. Do you think that Martha can see through the thick thorns breathing the threshold? Sixth, let Tom hold the light in order to test the toys. I don't doubt that his dad's battered model train missed the track and dropped off the little desk. Seventh, Stephen groaned when 9 sinning noblemen kneeled before the king. Eighth, she hears cats and dogs and a buzzer in the distance. She stops, trains, sits and forgets, then dozes and dreams of zoo. She should do something soon. Ruth's nurse walks her around to the west wall of the Red Wing. Her story is written there in the horrible, grim, and arid rocks. Let Larry light the lamps in the library while Rachel pulls a book from the shelf and feel its leather. You should shed your passion for fashion shoes when you shop for fish. Jean Jacques treasures a vision of ancient Asia. 13th, the Italian yellow onions were Junior's favorite ones yesterday. 14th, each child should have a chance to choose their favorite adventure. 15th, the judge told George there were ginger snaps jammed in his jaw. 16th, Captain Kirk can quickly clean the crew's quarters and decks. 17th, big girls signal the good guys to give them bags of green grape gum. 18th, last spring on Long Island, my angry uncle singing rankled the distinguished songwriter from the Bronx. 19th, honest, you had a hand in rehabilitating the house behind the molehill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. 1963, 1964, 1965, 1966, 1967. 1867, 1864.
Thanks.